T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So the Minneapolis City Council last week in an emergency meeting creates new ballot language for the policing question being put to voters. Again, it gets before a judge. The judge now is considering changing it again. Folks, many in the city of Minneapolis want to know what's going to be on the ballot. You know who else wants to know what's going to be on the ballot? The folks actually making the ballots. Casey Carl is elections manager for the city of Minneapolis. Casey, fill us in. How quickly can that be changed if Judge Anderson suddenly today comes out and says, no, it needs to be changed again?
Well, it really depends on the judge's order in terms of how far she goes in saying that the ballots we have with the ballot questions already approved by the council are sufficient, or if she requires any changes in the words. It does take time to produce those ballots. And so we're eagerly awaiting her decision, hopefully this morning, so that we can make sure that we are prepared and that we're ready to provide all voters access to the ballot starting this coming Friday when early voting begins.
Take me back to last week when the city council then has this emergency meeting and creates this new language. Was that immediate then for you and your office to print these new ballots?
So the city doesn't print the ballots. We actually contract with Hennepin County, and the county's elections department actually produces the ballots for us. We work in partnership with them, and they outsource that via contract. So it's a very complex process in actually producing a ballot. It's not as simple as hitting print on a copy machine and printing up ballots, which is one of the reasons we're very concerned about the timing. The county has the equipment and the software to produce those ballots. We use equipment that's leased to us by the county. We have to lay out, design, print the ballots, test the ballots, make sure they work on the machines, and then produce or print sufficient quantity in order to make sure that we're ready to serve voters. In this case, for example, early voting, which starts at 8 a.m. this coming Friday, September 17th, we already have in queue more than 3,000 requests for mail ballots. So we have a standing order, you might say, for 3,000 ballots, and that doesn't even count the number of voters who might show up to cast their ballots early in person on Friday morning. So, again, there is a sense of urgency in terms of how quickly we can produce those ballots.
Casey Carl is Minneapolis City Clerk overseeing the elections. Early voting begins Friday. Take me to Friday now, Casey. And so ballots go in the mail, and then people are available to go and vote in person. Is that right?
Correct. So there are three ways to vote in Minnesota. Absentee balloting includes both vote by mail or in person early, which begins 46 days before any election. So election this year is November 2nd, 46 days before becomes September 17th. So starting this Friday, eligible voters can request a ballot to complete their vote by mail, or they can come in person during our early voting hours at our early vote center, which is located at 980 Hennepin Avenue East, and cast their ballot in person. Or, of course, they can always go to the polls on election day and cast their ballot there. So there are the three ways to cast ballots in Minnesota. Right now, we're focused, of course, on getting ready for early voting, which starts this Friday and runs through November 1st.
Casey, you mentioned the 3,000 requests already. Gauging that number in an off-election year, how do you determine how much does that tell you that there is a lot of interest in this election, even though it is an odd year?
Yes. I would say that we're probably on par to have a higher turnout than we've had in the last municipal election, possibly the last two municipal elections, just based on that early tally of requests for mail ballots. That's slightly higher than we've seen in the last few elections. And of course, we don't have any way to gauge how many people might come out to vote early in person or wait until election day and vote at the polls. But just based on those early numbers for the numbers of requests we have for ballots by mail, I'd say we're on track for a high turnout. It seems to indicate that voters are very interested in this year's municipal election.
Casey Carl is a Minneapolis city clerk. I believe, is this the fourth election now since ranked choice voting? Can you tell me how the city has adjusted to that and how you've been able to determine those results and trying to do that in a timely manner? I know that is always one issue.
Yeah. So ranked choice voting was adopted by our voters in 2006 and was used for the first time in the municipal election in 2009. This will be our fourth election using ranked choice voting. RCV allows voters to choose up to three candidates in any of the races based on their own preferences for second and third. And we tally those votes on election night. If it's possible to declare a winner based on the unofficial results of first choice rankings only, then we do that on election night. Otherwise, starting the next day, we use tabulation processes to count second and third choices in order to determine a winner in any of those races. In 2009, because there was no equipment on the marketplace that automated that process, the city undertook a complete hand count in all 25 races, and it took, I believe, about 15 days in order to complete that process. Our second experience with that in 2013, we used a hybrid system in which the results from the tabulated machines were downloaded into an Excel spreadsheet. We processed the elections and were able to determine outcomes or winners in all 25 of those races within 3 days. Our last municipal election in 2017, we were able to complete all tabulations in less than 24 hours of the polls closing on election night. And so we've been able to get better and better each time. Although there is still no equipment on the market that automates completely the process, there are new corporations and businesses out there that are developing technology and solutions. And so we are going to be testing one of those this year. We will be using the same process we used in our last municipal election in 2017, also the process we used in 2013 for our official processes. But we will also be concurrently using a new system just to validate our results and see if that new system, which would potentially offer full automation, works and achieves the same results. And so we're really excited to see how that process will work with this year's RCV election.
Minneapolis City Clerk Casey Carl, hopefully if you get a judge's ruling, it won't get too busy and tense today. Casey, thank you for the time, as always. 829 now, News Talk 830 WCCO. Traffic, weather, and Steve's news next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.